So yesterday when I was talking to the team after we had our shakeout at the NIST Center, which is the home of Ashland's indoor track in Ohio, the site of the 2024 GMAC Indoor Championships, I talked to them about the competition they were up against. It was really no small secret to them nor anyone else that the Great Midwest Athletic Conference is, at least in most of our opinions and honestly in the numbers, the best indoor track and field conference in the nation, and probably outdoor as well. Coming into this meet, there had been 157 national provisional qualifying times run in this conference. 157 qualifying marks. That's crazy. And we knew that to score points or to make finals, you're probably going to have to come pretty close to a national provisional qualifying time. The key was that we were still there to compete and do the best we possibly can. I encourage them to remember that they belong in this conference, that to get out there and to run the best you ever have, to set personal bests, to jump further than you have, throw farther than you have, is what makes this conference great. The fact that every athlete shows up to do that. Some are just like top 10 in the nation, but at the end of the day, it was commitment to excellence that represents this conference. A conference that we're saying goodbye to soon. So I challenged them to get out there and do their best. I told them our best ever on this track had been 22 personal bests in one meet, and I think 4 school records. And so I said, let's get at least 30 personal bests over the course of this meet, over the course of these next 2 days. Let's remind everybody that even though this is the best conference in the land, we definitely belong in it. And so I set the standard for 30 personal bests before we left. I didn't even set a mark for school records. I said it'd be great to see what we got. Well, I'm going to tell you how we did on day one. Let's jump in and track the Trojans. So it's no secret, if you're familiar with this program or if you're an alum of this program over the past 2 or 3 years, or if you've paid any attention, that this track has been very good to our program. We first came up here a couple years ago for an indoor meet. If you were on that trip or if you listened to any stories from that trip, it was fairly epic. We got about 14 inches of snow while we were here, and the meet was cut short and made into a one-day meet. Our multi-athletes didn't even get to compete due to the first day being canceled. We came up a day early to beat the snow. We had a blast as a team. We drew closer. We spent a lot of time playing games in the lobby and doing study halls and trying to stay sharp. But honestly, as a coach, I wasn't sure what to expect come that Saturday where we were going to compete. We'd never been to the facility before. It was brand new. And we'd sat in a hotel really for a couple days. Our distance folks had gotten out in the snow. Our sprinters, throwers, multi-athletes did some lifting in what's a very small, which I was reminded of, very small exercise room here in the hotel. You just don't know what you're going to get after that. And I'll never forget at that meet, we had 22 personal best set and 4 school records across numerous events. And so for that to have happened, it wowed me. I was like, wow, this track's kind of quick. And we were pretty excited to we were coming back the following year, which was last year for indoor conference. And I forget our grand total at that one. It may have been around 18 or 19, a couple school records as far as personal best. But it was once again, just across the board, a very good meet for us. So looking forward to coming here. I, in particular, and our coaching staff, were excited to get back on this track. There's a fairly large level meet. It's the same one that we got 14 inches of snow on a couple years ago. That was held a few weeks ago here, and the track ran incredibly fast. I believe the number 2 DMR time in the nation for men was run at that meet that day, and just across the board, really, really fast times. So we like coming here. We look forward to it. We know the track is going to run fast, and we've just, as a program, in all the event groupings, have been improving throughout the year. And that's a coach's dream. No matter the level of athlete, if you have athletes that are getting better, throwing further, jumping further, that's all you can ask. That's what we joke with them about, and maybe one day we're finally going to get it on a t-shirt. But we just say, be better. That's, at the end of the day, coaching comes down to helping people be better. And I think this group is doing a phenomenal job of it. So, like I said in the intro, 30 personal bests. That's the goal. Well, I'm going to see if you can keep track as we go through today's events. Obviously, today's events were some prelims, some final events, first day of the multi for the men, and not a ton of finals. So let's jump in. We're going to start kind of go in order of distance. We're going to start on the men's side in the 60 meters. Running the lead time for us today in the 60 was Zion Griffin, ran a time of 7:05. Not a personal best, but consistently around that 7:04, 7:05, 6:95, 6:93 mark. To further discuss, before I get to the rest of the times in the 60, just how tough it is to move on in this conference, to get to finals. Today, 7 of the 8 guys that made it to finals ran a national provisional qualifying mark. It took 6.90 to get in. So say, for example, if Zion had PR'd, it had taken about a 0.04 PR for him to be the last guy in. And even then, he'd have been 0.3 seconds behind the guy that ran the fastest time. And 0.3 seconds is a good bit over 60 meters. So just further reinforcing the fact that this conference is insane. Running second for us today was Khalil Stewart. Further lowering his personal best from Grand Valley with a time of 7.09, so about a 0.05 or so PR, so that was super exciting for him. Pablo Martin with a time of 7.23, so quickest time on the season for him. He's bringing those times down, which we always like to see. And then another personal best from Caden Nordhoff, that's 2 meets in a row, running a time of 7.27. So nobody making it through to tomorrow, but 2 guys PRing and some other consistent times, as well as lowering of times coming back to full fitness for Pablo. Really happy with how that 60 meters went. In the 200, once again, this took the top 5 spots, ran national provisional qualifying marks. So we would have had to have had someone go sub 22. We've only had one person in program history do that, and that is Pablo. Tough, tough conference. Leading the way for us in the 200 day was Lucas Baggett, who we'll talk about him and his 400 effort here in a second. But this 200 meter effort for him was a personal best, a time of 22.59. Additionally, not far behind him, freshman Zion Griffin with a time of 22.72. That was a personal best for him. And then Pablo, also in the 200, ran a 22.93, bringing his time down. I believe that's the first time under 23 this season for him. He commented to me after the race, this is about where he was at this meet the year that he did get below 22 at outdoors, so trending the right direction. And then rounding us out was Grant Allen, who was just off his personal best with a time of 23.49. So again, no one making it to tomorrow, but once again, making it tomorrow basically requires you running a time that would qualify you for the national meet or at least get you on the list. In the men's 400, Lucas Baggett ran the 5th fastest time to get him to tomorrow's finals in the 400, an all conditions indoor and outdoor Tribeca school record with a time of 48.78. And I'm not gonna lie, dude looked smooth. He looked good. I think he's got more in the tank for tomorrow. That's exciting. Big deal about that is it guarantees us points, which is exciting. So excited to see what he'll do tomorrow. This race, a little less competitive. Only 3 guys ran national provisional qualifying marks in it. So I don't know what these 400 runners' deal are, but come on. I'm thinking tomorrow those times are going to get even lower. But for example, the first place guy, his 46.76 is now the number 2 time in the nation. Number 2 time in the nation this year. He's sitting second. He has locked himself pretty much a spot into the national championship in a couple weeks and more than likely looks to be a lock for an All-American. Oh, and by the way, he's a sophomore, so that's crazy. That's just gross. That's insane. Isaac Timko, so painfully close to breaking the 50-second barrier for the 400, ran a 50.01. He's right on the cusp of getting under 50. That is another personal best, though, so tally that one up. I know Timko really wanted to go sub 50, and he's there. I mean, it's there for outdoor, and can't brag on the guy enough. He has lowered his time so far from high school in just 2 short years. Again, that's a testament to Laura Gustafson, who's been doing so much work with our sprinters. Huge personal best for him, though. Really excited for that one. Continuing on the PB train, Jaden Hickman ran a time of 52.72. definitely a personal best for him, fastest of the season. He is trending down so much. I believe that's roughly 4 seconds since his first meet in early January. He is flying right now. We're excited to see how he is doing as we get ready to head to outdoor for him. In the 5K, we had three men running today, leading the way with a personal best with Shane West, ran a time of 15:33, finished 23rd overall. For example, to show the improvement that Shane has undergone, this is about 30 seconds faster than he ran here last year. And once again, we just ask people to get faster. And it's three 5Ks over the course of indoor with three personal bests. If I'm a coach telling an athlete, what do I want from you this season? I want to see you getting better. And Shane is 100% doing it. Once again, only two provisional times in this. But once again, in this 5K, two provisional marks, two folks that are already high up on the list with a couple other times from throughout the year. Some more perspective on how far this conference has come. Ben Maroney was the 5K champion at Cedarville. I believe it was his senior year. It's the first year Malone had come into the conference. So he hadn't added Walsh, Tiffin, Northwood, all these others. But at that point, I believe he ran 15:11, might have been 15:14, but I think it was 15:11. 15:11 was good enough for 14th today. That is how far this conference has come. So it just incredibly deep. Additionally, running for the men in the 5K, John Alsup with a time of 17:41 and Joel White with a time of 18 flat. All three of those guys are going to be back tomorrow for the 3K. So hopefully as I record this, they are sleeping. Really tough call for me and the coaching staff today with the distance medley relay, just where we're at with guys and injury and some changes to the roster throughout the year. It just wasn't prudent to run a DMR. It was a tough call to make. I practically had to ask Lauren, Brooke, and Cam to tell me not to put a team in for pride's sake. So we did not run a DMR tonight. We can look at these times here. We talk about national provisional marks. The top six teams ran national provisional qualifying marks tonight. For us to have scored, we would have had to have run roughly a 21-second school record to run a 10:05. Ninth place, Hillsdale ran 10:16, which is also faster than our school record. It's the right move. It saves athletes for tomorrow that are running the mile and the 800 and the 4x4 events that we obviously want people getting personal bests in. And then additionally, that we feel like we have a chance at points in. So for the 4x4, it was a great race to watch. Definitely the right call for us, though, as tough as that was, having to, set the pride aside on that one. But we'll be back next year. Look out, Gulf South. Trevecca Men's DMR is coming for you. In the long jump, we had more personal bests or another personal best as well. Francesco Messina with a longest jump of 5.59, roughly 18 feet. Francesco's kind of main event is that triple jump. So to get the personal best in the long jump, hey, that's icing on the cake. It's a great way to prepare for the next day. Additionally, almost missed this one, Aaron Barreto with a jump of 5.53. So not a PR today, but still good effort from him as well. Excited to see what Francesco is going to do tomorrow in that triple jump. In the weight throw, we had Jay Selvage and Elijah Nicholson. Elijah with a best throw of 10.54. So not a personal best for him, but still his second meet of his career. And Jay Selvage with a best throw of 8.02. Elijah will be back tomorrow in the shot. Elijah is definitely one of those looking forward to outdoor, looking forward to throwing the disc and the hammer as well. Getting into the men's heptathlon. Now, you guys are going to have to bear with me because at the moment, they do not have any of the men's results up on this particular website. So I'm going to start talking about the women and we will circle back around to the men as I will try to multitask and not make it sound terrible while I am also on here. Another great, the women had just as great a day as the men. Really excited to see how they performed as well today, and we're going to get to how she did in the pentathlon, but Nina Willoughby Jumped in the 60 meter today, had never run one before. We're not counting it as a personal best because it's her only one, but she ran an 8.81. And let me just tell you, like, both her and Campbell Johnson, who we'll talk about as well here in a second, both of them were in the multi, and both of them came back to run a second event today. Nina in the 60, and then we'll talk about Campbell here in just a second, running the 200. And you know what? I'm just going to make you guys pause because I'm also still trying to get to the men's pentathlon results or heptathlon results through this point. So let's see if we can pull this up pretty easily. Here we go. All right. I've got those up, so I'll have them in just a second. Now let's jump back to the women. So yeah, so for Nina and Campbell to jump jump into second events today, which technically their sixth event of the day, huge, huge deal. In the 200 meter, like I said, we had Campbell Johnson as well as Shanae DeBeer. Shanae with a time of 29.01. Her second event of the day, we're going to talk about her in the 400 here in just a second, and Campbell Johnson with a 29.02. So not PRs for either of them, but Campbell's sixth event of the day, Shanae's second event, in which they did really well in those other events. So to just show up and be close to your PR, that's quite impressive. In the 400, Shanae ran a solid personal best of 65 or 105, 65 seconds, minute 5 seconds. Last year, she came out here and ran a minute 9 or 69 seconds. So huge improvement. I know she's really excited. You know, she was pretty adamant that during outdoor we're going sub 60, which is very exciting. We haven't had a female go sub 60 since Anna Hoffman way back in the day. So to have that again would be huge. In the 5K, we had another great performance, or several great performances from our women. Ruth Penny went 18:51.51 to lead our women today. I know if you remember from the big meet at Grand Valley, she ran a 19 flat, and the goal is to just get under 19. She ran a time of 18:51.51 to finish 17th in the Great Midwest. That is incredibly solid. Super proud of that performance, and even more proud, she came to me after the race and told me that she woke up not feeling great, but she just decided she wasn't going to talk about it. And just to watch that mentality, it was a good, solid, kind of smooth race for her. Very consistent, real excited with how she ran that, and glad that she has now broken that 19 flat barrier. Also, freshman Ashley Alsvig ran a time of 19:03. Not a personal best, but it is her, I mean, it's her second fastest time of all time. And she went out, you know, a little quick and stuck her nose in the pack pretty early on. And, you know, that's just how she races. She mixes it up. And I do love that as a coach. I think we love to see that. And I think it's kind of inspiring to her teammates as well. I mean, she finished 20th in the GMAC. That is a great finish. And really excited with how she ran. Emmy Mattingly also ran with a time of 20:36.49, which is roughly a second PR. Emmy will tell you right out the gate, she went a little too fast in her first lap. She was about 10 seconds quick through the first lap. Championship racing, it happens. First laps get really quick, and you know what? Didn't matter. She still PR'd today. So super excited with her 20:36. And rounding it out for us with the women today was Catherine Williams with a time of 21:18. Which is a great 5K college debut on the track. She, you know, mentioned in previous podcasts that she did not run last year. She's coming back from hip labrum surgery. We were kind of gunning for 21 flat, but she was part of that 10-second too fast first lap, and, you know, ultimately just kind of ended up by herself and didn't have the push from other athletes. But I think to run that 21:18 kind of solo is a huge deal. We're only going to get fast. We're only going to get better. And that being her first 5K, you know, I'm sure she was able to glean and learn a lot from it. So really excited on how that went. The women did field a DMR team and were just a little slower than what they ran at Grand Valley by about 6 or 7 seconds. They ran a time of 13:04. It's a team of Maddie Patton, Shanae DeBeer. That's Shanae's third event, you know, like maybe 30, 40 minutes after the 200. Reagan Helton, the 800 leg, and Hope in the 1600, and I did not get all of their splits. I do know that Shanae ran around 65 and Hope ran around 527. I'm sorry, Maddie and Reagan, I did not get those splits from you guys. Maybe I'll throw it into tomorrow's episode. But once again, in this particular event, it took you had to run roughly a 12:11, which would have been a pretty significant PR for the program. And the top four teams ran national provisional marks. It's just insane. The conference is really, really good, really, really fast. I didn't mention this on the women's 5K. Elizabeth Wamsley from Hillsdale won the women's 5K fairly easily with a time of 17:18. She currently leads the nation, or is like second or third, but you know, did what she needed to do today to win and take home the points for Hillsdale. Another personal best, moving on to the long jump, Ariana Bilderback with a jump of 4.41. So really excited for her to get that PR or that personal best in the long jump with the triple coming up tomorrow, which is kind of her main thing. So super excited for her in that one. In the weight throw, we have another personal best and school record from Molly Sims, who had a best throw of 13.14, was her first throw. Huge personal best and school record. Super excited for her to put her name atop the weight list. And is really proud of her. She, you know, at Grand Valley, was really gunning for a good mark and fouled all three times. So once again, it just to come back from a meet like that 2 weeks ago and your first throw just be a massive heave is a big deal. And I think shows a lot to her maturity and how she has grown as an athlete, especially picking up a new event last year. Additionally, competing for us tonight in the weight was Brianna DeLauder with a best throw of 10.02. So really excited with how both of them did. Brianna will be back tomorrow in the shot put. And in the women's pentathlon, we have two more personal bests. Campbell Johnson with a total score of 2,478. Only about 300 points out, or less than 300 points out of the points in eighth place. And then Nina Willoughby additionally with a personal best of 1,880 points. Once again, top four places in the conference had national provisional qualifying marks. So again, it is just a tough, tough conference. But over the course of the event, we had some really solid times and personal bests. Nina Willoughby with a personal best in the hurdles with a time of 11.52. Campbell with a time of 11.74. So excited with how they did in that. In the high jump, Nina additionally PR'd with a best clearance of 1.3 meters. Campbell also PR'd with a clearance of 1.45 meters. In the shot put, Campbell had a massive personal best with a 10.11 meter throw, and Nina's best was 4.89. In the long jump, Nina had a best jump of 3.99, and Campbell on her last jump. Now, let's... In the multi, the jumps, you know, whether it's high jump, long jump, or, you know, for the men, the pole vault, it's a big deal to be staring at the face of getting 0 points. So if your first two attempts at a height or your first two jumps are scratches and you're staring at the possibility of getting 0 points, it is terrifying. It wasn't really for Campbell. She knew she needed a mark. We had a small discussion about setting her approach. And sure enough, she, on her last jump, got a decent jump of 4.32 meters. Really excited for that. But if you follow the multi and you know anything about it, or you're a coach of a multi-athlete, and they are looking at potentially getting a zero, it's scary. But Campbell, she handled it nice and smoothly with no fear. In the last event, we had two more personal bests. The 800 rounds things up. Campbell ran a time of 240.27, and Nina with a time of 242.9. So actually, some really, really solid, really good 800s out of the two of them in the pentathlon. And then competing in the men's multi today, we had Dayton Floyd. And I'm going to scroll down and get these standings. Currently, as it stands, Dayton is sitting in 11th place with 2,352 points. He's only about 250 points out of 8th place. So good hurdle, good vault, good K tomorrow. Of course, you know, we at Trevecca, we love that kilometer, that 1,000 meter race in the multis. Lucas Baggett's kind of had that unlocked the last couple of years, and hopefully Dayton will tie that one up for us. But to give you the breakdown of how he did throughout the day in the 60 meter dash, he had a time of 7.34. That's good points. I know he wanted a little bit more speed out of that one, but you know, it gets you off the mark, gets you those first points. We were very happy with that. In the long jump, he just huge leap of 6.49 meters, massive PR for him, an all-conditions school record, and that scored him a lot of points, finished him third overall in the long jump section. So, I mean, you're just trying to gather points in that multi, and that's definitely what he was doing. Moved on to the shot put. Not quite the day we wanted out of that. I know he wanted to get a few more points, but he had a best throw of 7.69 meters. But what was fantastic about that, and the thing that Dayton is beginning to learn with the multi, is you take it one event at a time. Don't look forward to the next one. Don't look back to the last one. Even if it was a good event for you, that doesn't mean the next event's going to be good for you if you're not focused on that event. Same way, if it's a bad event previously, it doesn't guarantee your next event will be bad. You just have to move on and focus. So after that 7.69, he went on to just have an epic high jump round with a best jump of 1.7 meters. Huge personal best for him. Additionally, an indoor school record for the high jump. So, and like we said, rounded out his day in 11th place, not super far out of the points. You know, he could have a huge day tomorrow and others could have not great days, or he could just have a incredibly awesome day up alongside everybody else's mediocre days. Who knows? We're excited for tomorrow. Hopefully he is additionally resting right now to get ready for those three events. I'm not sure if you were keeping track, but that is 24 personal bests and four school records on day one. So we have tied the mark for most school records on this track for us as a program, and we are only six personal bests away from hitting that mark of 30, which, unbelievable. What an incredible group of athletes this is. They are competing so well. We've heard it from a couple of coaches today, just how we are moving up and getting stronger, getting bigger, just as a program with our numbers, but then just additionally with the athletes that are coming and being a part of what we are doing, and we are only growing. So we're looking forward to tomorrow. A lot on tap for tomorrow as well. Dayton's going to finish up the multi. We have the shot put. We have people in the triple jump. We have the 3,000 meters as well. We have the 800, the miles. Lucas running in the final of the 400. We additionally have the 4x4 on the men's side as well. So it's going to be a good day. I think we're going to have some great things happen. Looking forward to it. Once again, just a reminder, because we jumped straight on a bus after the meet to head home, this podcast probably won't get recorded until Sunday afternoon sometime or Sunday evening, and I'll get that out to everybody so that I can highlight the great things that our Trevecca athletes have done over the course of what is our last GMAC Indoor Track and Field Championship. So thank you so much for listening to this. It is a longer episode, and that's because, you know what, our people are awesome and they deserve to be talked about and they deserve to be known for what they are doing and what they are up to. Really proud of this group. Can't wait to see how tomorrow goes. I'm going to go rest up so that I can be ready for tomorrow as well. Thank you for tracking the Trojans. We'll see you on the next one.